Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
If you're like me, there are some people you know who are hard to understand. I mean, they do things that make no sense to you or me. And we may ask ourselves, what are they thinking? Or, why are they doing that? But now let's ask a different question. Do you always understand yourself and why you make the choices you make? That's a different question, isn't it? Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. On today's broadcast, our Bible teacher, the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, will examine this subject of understanding yourself. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. On today's broadcast of Hope for Today, we're continuing our study in the Gospel of John. So I urge you to stay tuned. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching, Understanding Yourself. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for giving my friend and me the privilege of meeting together around your word. Thank you that we can open the Holy Book of God and study a portion of it to learn more about you. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the word for us, I pray that you will open our hearts to the truth so that we can better understand ourselves. I pray for my listening friend to understand the importance of seeing himself or herself as you see them. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Several weeks ago, I received a letter from a listener. She told me of her deep struggle of soul until she came to call out to the Lord for rest and peace. God heard her. Yes, he did. What she needed was an understanding of herself. In fact, she needed to understand her need. That is what all of us need. Yet sometimes we cannot reach it, it seems. It was so in Jesus' day. As he met with the crowds, they struggled to understand him. What was really their problem, though, was to understand themselves. Jesus was able to touch those areas of life which are essential even for us today. I would like to read this passage from John's Gospel. That's John 8, 21 to 30. Listen and follow in your Bible. Then Jesus said again to them, I go away, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, Will he kill himself, because he says, Where I go, you cannot come? And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then they said to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Even the same which I also said to you. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I always do those things which please him. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Here are several insights into human behavior which should help us see ourselves as we are. First is, unbelief is the roadblock. Jesus issued a warning. He said, "You shall seek me, but you shall not find me. And you shall die in your sins." He said, "Where I go, you cannot come." Now that was a very solemn warning that Jesus issued to these people. He then went on to say, "If you do not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins." So Jesus stated a condition. A condition, my friend, beyond which there is no help. He said, "I am the Messiah, and if you do not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins." The conclusion is that unbelief is the roadblock. There is no escape, because Jesus made it very, very clear. There's only one way: believe that Jesus is He. Unbelief is the roadblock. The second insight is, understanding is the doorway. Then Jesus answered for them a question. They said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am the same one that I told you before." I go back to the 12th verse of this chapter, and I find that Jesus there said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I believe that Jesus answered their question with reference to that particular statement when they said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am the same one I told you before. I am the light of the world." And then Jesus made a statement. He said, "I have much to say to you, and I get my message from the true one, the one who sent me. I speak what he tells me to say, but you do not understand. You do not understand." You see, I am pointing out to you that one of the insights into human behavior is that understanding is the doorway. On the one hand, unbelief is the roadblock, but on the other hand, understanding is a doorway to let you through. There is no other route. And Jesus was attempting to help these people and you and me understand that. Understanding is the doorway. The third insight that Jesus gives us to human behavior is, unequal is the decisive point. Jesus made a prediction. He said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know what I have said. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am He." There was a time to come, Jesus predicted, when they would lift him up. And lifting him up certainly must have brought to their mind the experience of their forefathers in the wilderness while coming from Egypt to the Holy Land. When the serpents got among them, and Moses cried out unto the Lord, the Lord said, "Make a brazen serpent and put it up on a pole, and every one who looks at that serpent will be healed." He said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am He." A very important prediction. And then Jesus states a vital principle. He said, "The Father is with me, and I do always those things that please the Father." Not another human being has ever been able to make such a statement. Nobody has ever been able to say, except Jesus, I do always those things that please the Father. That's why I say, unequal is the decisive point, because he is not like you and me. He stands above all others. These insights should lead you to faith in him. Are they not significant insights to human behavior, just like you and just like me? You can overcome the roadblock of unbelief by faith. You can enter the doorway of understanding, by faith. You can resolve the decisive point by faith. He is the Messiah. Do you know him? Do you believe in him? Eternal God, we bless thy name that we have this clear message from Jesus. And oh, I pray for my friend right now that he also may come to understand that the way around the roadblock is through the doorway of understanding and faith in Jesus Christ. This I pray in his precious name. Amen.
My friend, I hope this teaching has helped you to understand yourself better. The first thing we all need to understand is that without Jesus, we are lost. And I don't mean lost in the woods or lost in the desert or lost in some big city. No, I mean lost for eternity, separated from God the Father, lost in darkness forever. You know, that's a horrible thing to think about. But Dr. Yoder showed us from the scripture how we can be found, how we can have eternal life, how we can live in the light. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, Understanding Yourself. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Understanding Yourself. I'd be happy to send one to you. If you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Jesus. So write to us today. And friend, if you do not have a Bible and you can't afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send a copy to you without charge. Now, this offer is only for those who do not have a copy of God's Word and cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, you may request a copy of the Scriptures from us without cost. Here is the contact information again. Send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Understanding Yourself. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And ask for your free copy of the Bible if you do not have a copy and you can't afford to purchase one. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.